The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 1000 by 2020 update and buying a 100 plus unit apartment. It's been a while since I shared an update on my goals, and I thought it would be appropriate to do that today. Just give you a little idea of sort of where I'm at right now in my process of reaching 1,000 units by the year 2020. So I'll try to give you a quick overview of some of the properties that I have been involved with and properties that we're looking to acquire. So it has been such a pleasure. I have been talking to a lot of you, either via email, meeting in person, also just through our Facebook group as well. We have had some great discussions, and it's so exciting to see other folks out there that are putting together rental portfolios. It's been exciting to see how some of you have been using real estate investing as a means to be able to better prepare you for retirement, or in your retirement years, using that to supplement your retirement. So I've been hearing some great things that are happening out there. There are some of you I know that have also the same goal I do of 1,000 units. It's great to be able to share information and encourage and try to offer information as I can. Again, look at educating yourself, getting as much information as you can before you actually do purchase, find a good mentor, write a strategic plan, and then taking action, which is usually the toughest part for a lot of people, but that's a great, effective way. Also, I love the feedback that I've been getting from some of you in our Facebook group. Our Facebook group, Ken Malloy, actually made a suggestion that we do something on crowdfunding. And we went ahead and recently had an episode, I think it was 097, with Ian Lopalito. He had some great crowdfunding information. He's got a website, I think it's called crowdfundingreview.com. That interview all took place because somebody in our Facebook group came up with a great suggestion. So here's a shout out to Ken. Thanks for that suggestion. If you want to join our Facebook group, it's called Old Dogs REI Network. You can just look it up on Facebook and submit a request, and we respond pretty quickly on that. Also, we have a new monthly investor newsletter for those that might be interested in investing with me on some of these projects. You can reach that through ManiceroProperties.com. And Manicero, of course, my last name, M-A-N-A-S-S-E-R-O, Properties.com. Okay, I'm just going to give you a quick little overview, and I will trying to emphasize quick here. So as a lot of you know, I am looking to purchase a 100 plus unit property. Lord willing, that'll happen this year. Just a quick little update here on some of the other properties. When I first purchased, which is in, I believe, April, May of 2014, I purchased three properties, one in Atlanta, two in Memphis, two single family homes and one duplex. The Atlanta property, it's great property. All of these properties have appreciated. They were all turnkey properties, and I was real fortunate that they have been appreciating. The problem is, and this is with single family in general, at least with the ones that I have, is that you've got a small margin after you finance it. Now, initially, I owned them, I paid cash for them, so I didn't have to have a mortgage payment. So I definitely had more cash flow in the beginning, but I decided to cash out refi, which really was advantageous for me. Not only did I get the funds to be able to purchase a 22-unit apartment in Indy, but I also have the advantage of the mortgages. And as you get involved with real estate investing, you'll see that there are some real tax advantages there. And so I've been able to leverage that. But again, I have a smaller margin in terms of cash flow as a result of that. And I will tell you, just right off the top of my head, I would have done things differently if I knew what I knew now, if I knew what I know now. The challenge has been really trying to get that profit out of one property. If you've got a $200 or $300 a month cash flow, that's a decent cash flow. It's really nice, and it adds up over the year. But all you have to do is have one significant expense to just eat up your profit. And I have had that with these properties. My Atlanta, I had inherited a tenant who was a great tenant, but then things started to go awry and they had to be evicted. Unfortunately, they left the property requiring significant repairs. After my repairs, I have eaten up my entire profit for the year. Not good, but this happens sometimes. And I had similar things happen in Memphis. I've got three Section 8 tenants there for the three doors I have in Memphis. With Section 8, you have to do certain requirements and certain improvements to maintain Section 8 status. Again, eating up a lot of the profits. I had an air conditioning unit. We had central air in all the properties there. And somebody just walked away with the AC unit. And boom, my profit for the year is gone. And so I'm struggling with those smaller properties because there just isn't enough of a gap. I would say, if I could do it over, I would have taken the funds that I had and bought a multifamily as large as I could buy at the time. I do have a little duplex in Indy that actually has been really great. It's in the Bates-Hendricks area, if any of you know that area. So it's appreciated significantly, doubled in value since I purchased it. Problem is, again, I have that thin margin. If I could improve the property, I could get higher rents. But what's required is like replacing the siding, putting in new windows. And again, this could be a big expense up front. And I'm looking to cash flow. So I have some challenges there, again, because I've got the smaller units. But let me talk about the 22 unit in Indianapolis. Bought the property for $350,000. I have a loan roughly around $260,000 on the property. I did a cash out refi on three of my other properties to purchase it. It's not an ideal property, and I probably wouldn't have purchased it if I had more money, but I basically was limited. So I bought a property that is 17 studio apartments and 5 one-bedroom apartments. I've been real fortunate in that these properties have been able to cash flow very well. We've done a lot to reduce expenses. We've put in probably $50,000 on rehab and upgrades. I've got some long-term tenants, which again are unusual for studio or efficiency apartments, but we've had some long-term folks in there. We've been able to increase the rents up to 16%. So we've got the increasing rent with the declining expenses, which has significantly impacted the bottom line, which is the value of that property. I bought it for $350,000. Right now, depending on the cap rate and trying to get that cap rate to exactly know what that market cap rate is. It could range anywhere between 8 and 10%. If it's at 8%, that property is now valued at $650,000. If it's at 10%, it may have appreciated another $300,000. Still, it almost doubling in price. Cash flows pretty regularly at $6,000 to $7,000 a month. Cash on cash over 40%. So it's a really a great property. Definitely had its challenges. The more people you have to deal with, the more tenants, the more challenges there are. But it has done really well in that regard. And I, whether I will sell it or just refinance it, I'll know better as I start to look at all the numbers there. Right now, I am looking for 100-plus unit, and I have been very carefully researching and selecting three emerging markets in which to find that property. So there are a lot of factors that I'm taking into account, and we've addressed that in other episodes. Also, some of my guests have talked about how to find emerging markets. Some great stuff there that you can look back on some of the past podcasts. But right now, I have two selected that I am confident I'm going to be investing in. One of those is Indianapolis, which has actually turned into a pretty good market. I will have a third selected, hopefully, within the week. Buying right in the right market, I think, is really key. And buying in a place where there's appreciation and there are a steady flow of people moving into the area, jobs, good economy, just a lot of factors that go into assessing an emerging market. I'm also talking to potential investors. If I do a cash out refi on the 22 unit, I might not require investors, but I don't want to limit myself. I think that would have to be a very inexpensive property for the most part for 100 plus. I am really interested in partnering with some good investors who also have the same goals and interests with that to be able to purchase a 100 plus. It could be 150, it could be 200 units. It just depends on what we find. My first strategy is really getting direct mail in place and starting a targeted direct mail campaign to try to go directly to sellers and try to find those off-market deals that really have room where I can buy under market and have sort of a built-in equity buying that property so that when we do improvements and other things that will increase the amount of cash we're investing in it, it will not have a big significant impact on the return. So that's pretty much it. I just wanted to give you an update. We are launching that direct mail within the next month. We'll be aggressively contacting brokers in these three markets and building those relationships as well. So that's it for today, Old Dog listeners. Wanted to give you a brief little overview there on what's going on in our 1,000 by 2020 goal. If you have any questions, you can go to the website, olddogsreinetwork.com/blog, and you can see in the show notes the things that I've talked about a little bit more in detail. I have some more numbers in there for you that will give you a better update on what we're doing right now. That's it. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.